In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and we've been looking at the book of Revelation. It's not Revelations, it's singular, Revelation, taking the veil off. And I'm looking at the second chapter, the 18th verse, a message to Thyatira. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write this, these are the words of the Son of God, Jesus himself, who has eyes like the flame of fire, and whose feet are like burnished bronze. I know your works, your love, your faith, your service, and your patient endurance. I know that your last works were greater than your first works. But I have this against you. You have tolerated that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet and is teaching and beguiling my servants. There must have been a woman in the community named Jezebel who committed fornication with the men and also wanted to rule Thyatira. She was a prophetess, so, but really not. She is a prophet. They say she is a prophet and is teaching and beguiling my servants to practice fornication and to eat food sacrificed to idols. Jezebel is evil. I gave her time to repent, but she refuses to repent of her fornication. Beware, I am throwing her on a bed, and those who commit adultery with her I am throwing into great distress unless they repent of their doings. So you see, the Lord is telling this church that they're doing well, but there's something that they've got to get rid of. They've got to get rid of Jezebel and get rid of the men who do fornication with her. Or they have to repent. They have to repent of their sins. And I will strike her children dead, and all the churches will know that I am the one who searches minds and hearts, and I will give to each of you as your works deserve. But to the rest of you in Thyatira, who do not hold this teaching, who have not learned what some call the deep things of Satan, God forbid, to you I say, I do not lay on you any other burden. Only hold fast to what you have until I come. In other words, to the good ones and the faithful ones, hold fast to the what you were taught until John comes, until the Lord comes. To everyone who conquers and continues to do my works to the end, I will give authority over the nations to rule them with an iron rod as when clay pots are shattered. Even as I also received authority from my Father, to the one who conquers I will also give the morning star. Let anyone who has ears to listen, listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. So the Lord is correcting these churches so that when he comes, they will be faithful. And it's very interesting that the churches of the United States, so many of us, have become so wishy-washy, so watered down. We have forgotten our first love. I've been praying about that in my own life. I need that first love back again. I need that first love back again. I need it. I need it. I want it. I desire it. The message to Sardis. Chapter 3, and to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these are the words of him who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. Remember, the seven stars are the angels. I know your works. You have the name of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains, which is on the point of death. For I have found your works, for I have not found your works perfect in the sight of God, my God. Remember then what you received and heard. Obey it. Repent. See, he's telling all the churches to repent. How we all need to repent. I was talking today, as I celebrated Mass, I was the preacher. I talked about how people say everybody is welcome to the church. But do we tell people that they need to go to confession? Do we tell people that you don't live with another person? Do you tell people that two men cannot be married? Do you tell people that children are being killed every single day? Do you tell people that? Are you just saying everybody is welcome because everybody is good? I'm telling you, we might be good, but we're not good enough until we repent and get washed with the blood of Jesus in the sacrament of confession. I will come like a thief, and you will know, you will not know at that hour that I will come to you. Yet you have still a few persons in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy. If you conquer, you will be clothed like them in white robes, and I will not blot your name out of the book of life. I will confess your name before my Father and before his angels. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. You see, these are warnings to change, to repent, to give our lives back to God. We all need that. We all need to be told to repent. We all need to be told that our works aren't as beautiful as they used to be. We all need to be told that, because when we die, we'll be shown that. It's good to be shown while we're alive so we can repent. It's so important. The message to Philadelphia. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these are the words of the Holy One, the True One, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one will open. He doesn't tell Philadelphia that they've got to repent. He doesn't tell them. I know your works. Look, I have set before you an open door which no one is able to shut. I know that you have little power, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. You see, the people of Philadelphia have kept his word and not denied the name. The name of Jesus, the name of God. I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but are lying, I will make them come and bow down before your feet, and they will learn that I have loved you because you have kept my word. Are we keeping the word of the Lord? Are we keeping the word of the Lord? Are we telling people and ourselves that we need to repent? Or are we just saying, everybody's welcome here, tra-la, tra-la. Yes, everyone's welcome here, but God wants to deal with everyone one at a time. With love, of course, with love. With love. These things need to be said. Because if not, when we die, we'll have it being said, it'll be too late to change. Because you have kept my word of patient endurance, I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole world to test inhabitants of the earth. I tell you, there are so many people suffering because of their faith in Nigeria, in Asia, in Africa. Oh yes, there are so many people suffering because they believe in Jesus. We have not yet begun to suffer as the Church of the United States. And you know what I'm afraid of? I'm afraid that when persecution comes, we'll be told, well, you know what? Don't allow yourself to be persecuted. Just give in to what they're saying. No, no, no. I am coming soon, says the Lord. Hold fast to what you have, so that no one may seize your crown. If you conquer, I will make you a pillar in the temple of my God, and you will never go out of it. I will write on it your name, the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, that comes down from heaven, that comes down from God out of heaven, and in your and my own new name. I will write the name of the New Jerusalem and my own new name. Let everyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. I tell you, the Spirit is telling the churches to repent, to preach the Word of God in season and out of season. So many people write to me and say, you know, they don't preach Jesus here. They don't preach Jesus here. I understand that there's a religious order that doesn't preach Jesus, and they preach global warming. How sick. How sick. This religious order used to be filled with zealous people, zealous priests and zealous nuns. Now they're preaching. It's sad. It's sad. Global warming. I tell you, it'll really be global warming if we do not give our life to Jesus. It'll really be global heat if we do not give ourselves to Jesus. The message to Laodicea. This is another one that I want to listen to because it's important. And to the angel of the church of Laodicea, write the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, that's Jesus, the origin of God's creation. I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. Oh God, fire me up with love. Fire me up with wisdom. Fire me up with the glory of God, that I would never be what this is called, lukewarm. I do not want to be spit out of your mouth. I want to be tell people how great is our God, how great is his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, how great is the Holy Spirit. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, I need nothing. You do not realize that you are wretched. You are pitiable. You are poor. You are blind. You are naked. All spiritually. All spiritually, oh yes. And God wants to change them through repentance. Therefore, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by the fire, so that you may be rich, and white robes to clothe you, and to keep the shame of your nakedness from being seen, and salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. I reprove and discipline those whom I love. This is important. I reprove and discipline those whom I love. He's not saying this because he wants them dead and cursed. He just wants them to repent. Be earnest, therefore, and repent. Listen, I am standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to you and have supper with you, and you with me. To the one who conquers, I will give a place with me on my throne, just as I myself conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Have we grown lukewarm? Have we grown lukewarm? I need fire. I don't know about you. I need the fire of the Spirit. Jesus said, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? I need fire. I need fire. I do not want to be among those who are wishy-washy. I want to be among those who stand up for Jesus and for the church. Oh yes, the church that he established, the Catholic Church, to proclaim without reservation the holy name of Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection. I tell you how we need to know the Lord and to give him our lives. Chapter 4, the heavenly worship. After this I looked, and there in heaven a door stood open. When you see a door open, what do? You go through it. And the first voice which I heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. At once I was in the Spirit. In other words, he was filled with the Spirit of God. And he went up to heaven to see something. I was filled with the Spirit. And there in heaven stood a throne with one seated on the throne. And one seated there looks like jasper and carnelian. And around the throne, a rainbow that looks like an emerald. You see, he's trying to describe heavenly things with earthly words. He can't do it. He's just doing the best that he can. I saw one seated there who looks like jasper and carnelian, and around the throne is a rainbow that looks like an emerald. Let me find that again. And the one seated there looks like jasper and carnelian, and around the throne is a rainbow that looks like an emerald. Around the throne are 24 thrones, the 12 apostles and the 12 tribes of Israel. And seated on the thrones are 24 elders, dressed in white robes with golden crowns on their heads, coming from the throne that flashes of lightning and rumbling and peals of thunder. And in front of the throne burn 7 flaming torches, which are the 7 spirits of God. And in front of the throne there is something like a sea of glass, like crystal. There's a crystal clear river flowing out from the throne. The crystal clear river of life. There's a crystal clear river flowing out from the throne. The crystal clear river of life. And wherever the river flows, it brings life, it brings health, it brings peace of mind. Wherever the river flows, it brings health, it brings peace, it brings love. Around the throne and on each side of the throne are 4 living creatures. I saw the 4 living creatures, the 4 living creatures, the 4 living creatures, the 4 living creatures. I saw the 4 living creatures, the 4 living creatures. I saw the glory of God, and one had the face of a lion, and one the face of a man, and one had the face of an ox, and one like an eagle in flight. I saw the 4 living creatures, the 4 living creatures, the 4 living creatures, the 4 living creatures. I saw the 4 living creatures, the 4 living creatures. I saw the glory of God, and around the throne, on each side of the throne, are 4 living creatures, full of eyes in front and in behind. The first living creature, like a lion. The second living creature, like an ox. The third living creature, the face of a human man. And the fourth living creature, like a flying eagle. And the 4 living creatures, each of them with 6 wings, are full of eyes all around and inside, day and night. These are angels. Without ceasing, they sing, holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty. Holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. Oh, yes. They never stop saying holy. They never stop singing holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to the one who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall before the one who is seated on the throne and worship the one who lives forever and ever. And they cast their crowns before the throne, singing, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." Let me just tell you this. We have heard from the book of Revelation that God calls his people to repent. How many times have we heard from our sanctuaries the word repent? How many times have we heard from our sanctuaries the word to repent? We need to repent. We need to turn around 180 degrees and walk toward the Lord. We need to repent, or else he will spew us out of his mouth because we've grown lukewarm. We need to repent. Chapter 5. Then I saw in the right hand of the one seated on the throne a scroll written on the inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break open its seals?" We know who's worthy. His name is Jesus. "And no one in heaven, on earth, or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look in it. And I began to weep bitterly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. Then one of the elders said to me, 'Don't weep. See the Lion, the tribe of Judah, Jesus, the root of David, Jesus, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals.' Then I saw between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders a lamb standing as if it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. They sing a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe, language, and people and nation. You have made of them to be kingdom of priests, serving our God." Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels surrounding the throne, and the living creatures and the elders, that numbered myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, singing with the full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Worthy is the Lamb." Then I heard every living creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing, "The one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want to invite you, April 27th, 28th, and 29th, that's this weekend, to have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ called the Life and the Spirit Seminars. Dial this number, 781-632-1919, 781-632-1919, 781-632-1919. May Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, be praised. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.